Have you ever walked the deserts? Some of the people who get our tapes live in the deserts. But when I was younger, God always drew me out. Drew me out into the desert, alone with Him. I was too young and foolish to know what was drawing me there, but I always knew that I was happiest in nature. And the thing I love about nature and the beauty of God is that you can be in the middle of a desert, dryness, sage, lizards, and then you'll look and there'll be a cactus in the spring with a bright red bloom on it, just as beautiful as any flower in any garden. And that's my Jesus. That's my Lord, that His beauty shines through no matter where you are.
Cactus flower, you've bloomed among the thorns, a great reminder of my Father's wondrous care, my Father's glorious love, the lessons that you teach my humble heart to see, that though life is fraught with thorns, it also holds beauty. In the midst of desert days, a flower still can bloom. It grows among the thorns, my Father made it room. Its beauty far outshines the thorns that surround. Its spot was ordained, its niche has been found. Father, you teach me to bloom wherever you plant me, like this cactus flower right here that I see. If I live among the thorns of life, and I know I must, what a glorious lesson for you all learn to trust. You've bloomed among the thorns, a great reminder of my Father's wondrous care, my Father's glorious love, the lesson that you teach my humble heart to see, that though life is fraught with thorns, it also holds beauty. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord God Almighty. Mary and I used to go and hide in the deserts. We would worship, pray, and I always loved her childlike growth. She'd never been in a rainstorm in the desert, and we sat back and watched the clouds come, and we happened to be in a valley by a wash, and I told her to watch the cliff. As the thunder and lightning came over us, she watched, and then a flash flood came flying over the cliff and down. And it was as if God's hand was upon us as the water came all around us down the arroyo and never once touched us or our little clothes or our campsite. Praise God.